starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Told me not to let anyone in.
Oh, the cat is you good for teasing.
Told me, didn't you?
I'll bring you the groceries.
I still don't know why.
Never mind. Clean up that mess.
Why did I have to stay in the house? Why did the door have to be locked?
Why do little boys have to ask so many questions?
I finished my boat. I'm going to take it down to the lake.
I'd rather you didn't, dear.
Why not, Mom? I want to see how it sails.
Please, Dad.
Golly, if I'm being punished for not opening the door right away, I don't think it's fair.
You're not being punished, dear.
Why don't you wait and sail your boat tomorrow? There ain't no wind today.
Oh, Gramps, there's plenty of wind. Look out the window. You can see it in the trees.
Jeff's right. As a matter of fact, it's too windy.
What's this all about? First there's no wind, then there's too much. The door's locked. Then it's open. You always want me to go out to play, and now I can't leave the house.
Hello? Oh, yes, Jenny. Oh, that's fine. Yes, well, thanks for calling to tell me. Oh, it's wonderful news. Right, Jenny? Bye.
What's wonderful news, Mom?
It's nothing important.
Well, if it's not important, how can it be wonderful?
Jeff, dear, why don't you take your boat and go down to the lake?
Huh?
I said, why don't you go down to the lake? You've been wanting to sail your boat, haven't you?
But just a minute ago, you said...
Run along, dear. I've got an awful lot to do, and you'll be underfoot.
Brother.
Look, he thinks we're crazy, and I guess maybe he's right.
That man was seen at Groveton, about 30 miles north of here.
Well, then why didn't you tell the boy instead of making us look like a couple of prize fools?
Oh, I see no use to frighten Jeff. You know how he is. He'd be having dreams about escaped convicts.
Oh, women, women, women.
Dog woke you up.
That's all right. Nice dog. What's his name?
It's a she. Lassie.
Hello, Lassie. Are we going to be friends?
She's friends with everybody. I'm Jeff Miller. I live on the farm across the meadow.
Glad to know you, Jeff. My name's Joe.
If you're looking for work around here, it's kind of a bad time.
I'm not looking for work. I'm just sort of passing through. You know, hiking, it's a real healthy thing to do. You gonna sail that boat?
We just made it. Lassie and me were on our way down to the lake to try it out.
I haven't sailed a boat since I was a kid.
Wanna come along?
Sure, thanks.
Hope your sail's good. I forgot the string. Can't sail it without a string. I might lose it.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Sending a note back with Lassie. Gramps will give her the string and she'll bring it back here. Do you spell string with an E?
No, I. S-T-R-I-N-G.
Here, Lassie, take it.
Okay.
Take it to Gramps, Lassie. Go on. Too bad I don't have my fishing pole. We could go fishing while we're waiting. Lots of bass in the lake. You want a bite?
Got anything else to eat?
No.
Are you sure?
Look, mister, I'd better go home.
You're not going anyplace. It's too open here.
Come on.
Please, mister, I gotta get home.
You don't know who I am, do you?
No.
Yeah, you'd find out quick enough if I let you go. Every cop in the state's looking for me.
I won't tell anybody.
Don't make me laugh. And keep still while I figure out what I'm gonna do with you. Who lives on the farm with you?
My mom and Gramps.
Nobody else? Just a woman and an old man, huh?
Gramps is old, but he's strong.
Might be the place to hide out till the heat's off.
Oh, you wouldn't like our farm. Honest, you wouldn't. Don't forget Lassie. If you tried anything,
she... Me and the dog are friends.
Oh, gosh, mister, there's lots better places to hide than the farm. Places where nobody'd ever find you.
For instance?
There's a cave. It's my secret place. Nobody knows about it, not even Mom or Gramps.
Where is it?
It's not far from here.
All right, I'll take a look. You lead. Go slow, go quiet, and don't get smart.
I won't, I promise.
Peas are all shelled. Anything else you want me to do?
No, that's all, thanks.
I think I'll take a little nap.
Oh, good. I'll keep Jeff quiet when he gets home. Mm-hmm. Say, I heard the news broadcast about the convict. He was seen north of Groveton.
Well, you knew that when Jenny called.
Oh, I know, but it sounds more official on the radio. It just makes me feel easier.
Oh, fiddlesticks.
What's the matter? Well, what is it?
Oh, he forgot the string for his boat. Oh.
Place to hide.
You got anything to eat here?
No.
What's this?
Ants. I collect them. Snakes, too.
Okay, let's go to your farm.
Wait a minute, mister. This is a real terrific place to hide. You'll like it once you get used to it. It's much better than the farm.
Look, kid, I need food and I need clothes.
I'll bring you everything you need. I'll sneak out and bring the stuff from the house. What good would it do you to come to the farm?
Well, I could keep an eye on you. Be sure you wouldn't go sneaking off to the cops.
I won't, I promise. Can I go now?
When will you be back?
After supper.
Alone? Now I want pants and a shirt, a hat, plenty to eat.
I don't know if Graham's stuff will fit you.
I'll make it fit. And you remember, keep your mouth shut or something bad will happen to your mother and your grandfather.
Thanks, girl. I won't be needing this now.
How'd she know you were here?
She's smart. She can find me wherever I go.
Good dog. We're pals, ain't we?
That's the wrong note.
Thought you were going to bed.
I decided to read a while. Where's Jeff?
In his room.
You tell him about the convict?
What?
The convict.
Oh, no. No sense in telling him now. Things like that frighten children.
better go now.
Stick around. Those clothes are pretty crummy.
Can't help it. Couldn't take your Gramps' Sunday clothes. They're his work clothes.
They'll do.
Look, mister, I did what I promised. Now I gotta get home or Mom will find out I snuck out.
You keep your mouth shut like I told you to?
I didn't tell anybody, and I won't.
You keep that up and everything will be fine. Nothing bad will happen to your mom or the old man.
Can I go now?
You be back to Mom?
Yes, sir.
Okay, be it.
Lovely morning.
Good morning, Mom.
Well, you don't seem very chipper this morning.
I'm all right.
Half a ham, eggs, pudding.
I'll go tell Gramps it's time for breakfast.
Just a minute. Someone has taken practically all of the food in this house. Do you know anything about it?
About what?
About the food that's missing.
I was awful hungry.
Jeff, you mean you ate 4 pounds of ham, over a dozen eggs, bread pudding, and heaven only knows what else?
I was awful hungry.
Jeff, what about this food that's missing?
I can't tell you.
Well, since when is there anything that you couldn't tell me?
Please, Mom, don't ask me.
Jeff, if this is some kind of joke, well, let me in on it.
Somebody stole my pants. Look, I want to know where my pants are, and I want to know right now. If you've used my pants for one of your concern games, I'll...
Well, I didn't.
Then what in tarnation did you do with them?
Jeff, after all, we do have a right to know what you did with all of that food and your grandfather's pants.
I tell you, if I could, why don't you trust me?
Well, you aren't showing much trust in us when you refuse to explain. I think you better go to your room and we'll talk about this later.
Now, that little scamp's not going to get away with this. Them pants are only 4 years old, and there was a lot of wear left in them.
Oh, good morning, Clay. Come on in.
Good morning, Ellen. Morning, Mr. Miller.
Morning, Clay.
Breakfast will be ready in a few minutes. Will you join us?
Yeah, I'll get a pair of pants on.
Don't do anything on my account, Mr. Miller. I just stopped by to warn you about the convict. Curly Moffat was bullfrogging on the lake last night, and he thought he saw a man that answered his description.
But Jenny called, and the radio said that he was seen around Groveton.
It turned out to be someone else. Well, there's nothing to worry about, but chances are if he is hiding around the lake, he'll want some food and some clothes. And what's the matter?
There was a lot of food missing from my icebox this morning.
Yeah, and a pair of pants.
Can I use the phone?
Oh, no, wait, Clay. We think that Jeff knows something about this. Yesterday afternoon, he was down by the lake playing with his boat, and when he came back, well, he acted so strange. And then this food was missing, and Dad's pants, and, well, he's admitted to taking the food, but he won't tell us why he did or what he did with all of it.
Where's Jeff now?
In his room.
Well, you think maybe Jeff took the food and the pants to Baker?
Oh, Clay, I don't know what to think.
Let me call Gil. Hello, Jenny. It's Clay Horton. Ring Gil Post for me, will you? If Jeff knows where Baker's hiding out, he can lead us to him. Gil, this is Clay. It looks like Curly was right. No, about Baker. Yeah. Well, I'm up at George Miller's, and we think that young Jeff knows where he's hiding. So get a couple of the boys and head for the lake. Take the south road and I'll come around over the bridge. That's right.
Clay, Jeff is not leaving this house until that man is caught.
Well, either he's got to take us to a Nolan and tell us where he is.
Look, if he won't tell Ellen or me, he won't tell anybody else. You can bet your bottom dollar on that.
Let me talk to him.
No, Lassie, no time for playing now. We better go. I better get her in the barn. Lassie.
Gone.
Jeff?
I'll find him.
I'll go with you. Stay, Lassie, stay.
About you. But Mom found out about the food and Graham's clothes.
Well, what'd you tell her?
Nothing, honest. She kept asking me, but I didn't tell.
You're not a bad kid. At least you know how to keep your mouth shut, which is more than I can say for a lot of guys.
You won't do anything to Mom and Graham's now, will you?
Well, no. You kept your end of the bargain. I'll keep mine. You're all right, kid. We'll call it quits.
I snuck out to tell you before the constable could ask me any questions.
Constable?
He came to the house this morning. Mom told him about the food and the clothes. Then I heard him call someone to come up to the...
Shut up!
Guys get trigger happy. I got the kid.
Well, do you want me or do you want him? You ain't gonna get us both. If you let me through, the kid'll be all right.
Don't be a fool, Baker. You're just making it worse.
Look, I ain't got time to argue with you. Get your men out of the way if you want to see this kid again.
Let him through. Don't try and stop.
Thank you.
left, Baker. Drop the knife.
Jeff, boy.
I'm sorry about your clothes, Gramps. The only reason I gave them to him is so he wouldn't hurt you or Mom.
Well, I was just about to warm the seat of your britches. But I guess now I can't do it, can I?